Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show Uplifting Communities with John and Ms. J. We are coming live from Lake Charles, Louisiana. And I tell you guys, we got a show for you guys today. Y'all get ready because we fixing to do the doggone thing. What did I say? We fixing to do the doggone thing. That's right, from Lake Charles, Louisiana. Okay, but before I get started, I would like to bring Ms. J on. So Ms. J can go ahead on and take that opportunity to bring our special guest on today. Go, Ms. J.
Absolutely. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us. And our special guest today is Sweet Pea. Her government name is Karen Strickland. And before we get started, Karen, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about you, and then we're going to jump into this interview.
Okay. Well, hello, hello, hello. It's Sweet Pea. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. Well, I was born in Kansas City, Kansas, but I do represent Kansas City, Missouri. I am a model, a mother, and I also host live interviews for fellow dream chasers out there.
And what I like about your podcast, the word dream chasers, is because a lot of people have dreams, and they're all chasing them, but they're looking for a certain place to spotlight their dream. What made you come up with that idea? Because it's a great idea.
Well, actually, it came from what my husband and I do. I modeled, and he is a musician. He is a hook writer and a singer. And, you know, when you have something that you do that's outside of the box, you don't really get support from maybe your family and friends like you would think you would. So noticing that it was kind of like you're rooting yourself on, and it's kind of hard to get other people to notice you when you're doing something outside of the box, that's where we came up with the idea of, you know, helping other people that are doing the same thing promote themselves, shining a light on them, letting them know that you're not by yourself. We see you, we see what you're doing, and let's celebrate you. So it was just something that came from us dealing with not getting that kind of love ourselves.
That's kind of the concept of Uplifted Communities, highlighting people who are doing positive things that would not normally get the spotlight. So
right.
I applaud you guys for that, because that is really an awesome platform. Let's talk about some of the things. I know your husband, we've had him on the show before, and he does a lot of community work as well. What are some of the things you guys doing lately as far as the community? Because I know you guys do the homeless and some other things. So what are the things you guys doing right now or in the process or maybe doing in the future?
Yeah, right now we are, you know, we do our giveaways, our gift card giveaways, and we offer free promotion to the people that maybe are doing something for their community, but they don't have the funds. They can enter in a drawing and then offer free promotion for us to be able to help them get the word out about what they're doing. And then we do work with artists and, you know, help them get linked up with people in their direct company or what they're doing so that they can get ties to those type of people that maybe they wouldn't get the connections with. So we help with that as well. Just putting a platform out there and then helping with networking by giving up our own connections.
Yeah, you
That's
know,
awesome.
Ms. Strickland, that's one thing I like about you and your husband is that, you know, you guys, y'all giving people opportunities that would never get an opportunity to go on a radio show and express what they are doing. I've listened to quite a few of your shows, and I'm talking about it's good. You have some good shows.
Oh, thank
you. Know,
you.
I've
really
got a chance to meet. I've got a chance to not meet them in person, you know, but I got a chance to know a few people that's doing a lot of things out there, you know, with the artists, with performing, and also doing a lot of community service work, you know. And y'all keep up the good work, because I love it. I really, really do. And both
Thank
of you,
you
all are so humble. You know, you and your husband, me and Ms. J was talking about that, how y'all carry yourself in a professional manner. Y'all really humble, good people, you know, and you just can't, I mean, it's just, I just love it.
And that's kind of like our goal, you know, is to spread love and spread positivity, because we come from a place where it's overpopulated with negativity and, you know, people that don't really want to recognize you for what you're doing, kind of crab in a bucket is what they say. I don't like to refer to that because I feel like we can change. But we want to spread love and positivity. And we want to have I wanted to feel like you are with family. You know, you're sharing your dreams and your passions with your sister or, you know, your friend or whatever. I don't want people to feel like I'm going to judge them. I don't want people to feel like I don't think their passion is as good as anybody else's. Because to me, it's important. It's their story. It's their dream. And I'm a part of it when I'm interviewing them. So it's very, when I say I'm excited to bring them on, it's real, because I'm excited to push somebody and let everybody know what they have going on. That makes me feel amazing.
And, you know, you made a valid point that there's a lot of people that do not support. A lot of times you think your family's going to have your back. You know, and they think you are crazy. You could be doing something
right.
else. You know, or,
and that's
you know,
them
they
putting their fears on you. You know,
yeah.
that's people put their fears on you. And with people, it can make you feel like, you know, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe I, you know, there will be a lot of people. There will be presidents, more president options. There will be more book writers. There will be more singers and actors and actresses. But there are people whose wings have been clipped by their family, their friends, you know, someone who they to, and they gave them that face of what you can't do that, and they just let it go right there. So I want to do the opposite.
100% right.
You know, and you have dealt with it yourself, I'm sure. Both of you all, I'm sure you've dealt with it.
Oh yeah, I mean, look, you know, when I told, I was talking with someone, I don't want to name no name, and I told him, I said, you know. I've did everything. I said, you know, like I need to really get my book out, you know. And I said, I've sold quite a few books, okay, quite a few. I sold over 11,000, so that's not too bad, you know. And so I said, but I got to get this word out. How am I going to do that? So I had met up with, I worked with a lady from Canada, Ms. J. Know about her. She promised all kind of stuff. Then all of a sudden, you know, it didn't work out. And then I said, well, you know one thing? I'm gonna get a talk show. So I talked to Ms. J about it. But a lot of people had told me that, man, I don't think a talk show would be really, really good, would be good for you. Number one, I have a speech problem. Okay? And so they thought that I wouldn't be able to make it because of my disabilities. You know what I'm saying? And so,
right,
but now
I have one myself.
Hey, look here. Hey,
so
buddy, check this out. We've been on air now for almost 3 years.
Right.
We can't
tell you what you can't do. The limit is the limit you put in yourself. You know, so if somebody else can tell you to stop, that means they're limiting their self. Let them limit they self, but don't let them limit you. Don't let them stop
and
what you're doing.
And you're right, Sweet Pea, because I remember people say, you know, do you know he messed up words? I said, so? I don't care.
Right.
Because this show is about being real and live. And if you can't be real for real, then you are wasting people's time.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
You know, and I was talking
about
him and say, John, you can't do this. John, don't do that. He said, okay, Miss J. But we like brothers and sisters. He's like my big brother. So if I think he's doing something super bad or super wrong, I let him know. I never let him do anything that's going to damage his, you know, his persona, because that's not
my place. And that's true love. You know, that's true love. That's what we are missing, is having love and compassion for that person, to where you want to just make sure that everything is good with them, not pointing out every little bad thing, but making sure that you are highlighting the good things in them and pushing them towards good. Hey, if you're doing something that I think is going to damage you, I'm going to say something. A real friend, my brother's keeper, my sister's keeper, is going to say something. You know, you need those kind of people in your life.
And just for the record, people, he does a great job. I don't care what nobody else think or say. And so that's enough of that. And then maybe he's talking about the candidate as a crook, but I will say her name, but John won't let me. But she a crook. So I'm going to do that.
See, she has her back.
I'm going to make a do not work list. for Facebook. There's a lot of crooks on Facebook. That's coming
and
too.
And that is
too.
A good thing is that, you know, I feel like there are a lot of people and a lot of dealing, just with dealing with Liggety and his music business and starting the interviews. And, you know, some people say they're going to do it and then they don't show up or, you know, you get all excited about it and then nothing happens or comes from it. There are people that particularly come for you just to, you know, kind of hit you in a way that might knock you off your game. But it's like if I can build something up and I can start something that pushes positivity and that will come through for you, that can knock some of that negative that might happen while you are chasing your dream. Because there are people that will come and just try to interfere with you because you are chasing a dream.
That is right. So true. But, you know, what you're also doing is building self-esteem. Because
right.
when somebody reassures you that you're okay, that you're not crazy for having a passion or a dream, or chasing that dream or passion, that makes you feel good about yourself. That builds a positive
right.
self-esteem. And then they can take that and pay forward to somebody else. No, that happened to me. You need to do X, Y, Z. You know, so you're setting a great precedent. I can't even say the word. You know what I'm saying. You're setting a great.
Right, we know what you're talking about.
Role. Yeah, because you're setting it forth for them to pay back to someone else. And I think that's awesome. See, I can't talk either sometimes, everybody. See, I mess up too. So it's not just
right.
Done.
See, I have a lisp and you know, I also dealt with things with the way I look, my lips and all that stuff. So it was like I know that I got into modeling because of those fears. It made me face them. You know, me being shy and quiet and kind of letting the hook machine do his thing and me be behind the scenes, me taking modeling serious was a step up saying, okay, you know what, I'm going to do this. I always wanted to do it, but there was that fear stopping me from doing it of, oh, what would they think? What if somebody says I'm ugly or talks about me?
Yes.
And just getting over that, I was able to see how free it was. And I just want to see
yeah.
other people be free, you know. It's freeing to be
yeah.
yourself, and that's why I say be you, do you, because I had to learn myself to be myself and do what
right.
I want to do regardless.
Now,
yeah.
what didn't you, you won in 2017, you won.
The nomination.
Yeah. Explain to the audience.
Yeah, I was nominated. I was actually, I didn't win, but I was nominated for Best Female Model in my hometown. And just to be nominated was big for me because I had left. I started off in Kansas City, but I left and, you know, did my thing in Orlando, Florida for 2 years. So I wasn't even at my hometown modeling. I was modeling out of state. And when I came back, I just got embraced right instantly. I was back modeling. I was doing shows. I was in a couple hair shows and other shows, and I got nominated for Best Female Model. So I was recognized, you know, for modeling. It was great. It was big for me.
Yeah, that's big, though, mm-hmm. just to be nominated. You know what I'm saying?
Right, just to see
that's
my name
big.
On that ticket and people can vote for my name and then seeing people actually voting for me, yeah, that was, you know, that was really big for me. It
yeah.
was just saying, like, okay, you're on the right path.
Mm-hmm. And also, what you was in a few music videos, some music
uh-huh,
videos.
I actually did a music video, yes, with his name is The Gemini, and he did he did a couple of songs that were off of Space Jam and the Tootsie Roll. I know you guys know that song, Tootsie Roll, that song. He did that song, so I did a... or that the whoop there it is, whoop there it is. That song
uh-huh.
I did his music video for him. Yeah.
Oh, is that right? Oh, that's Gemini, right?
Right. Yeah, it's Gemini. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm laughing because I'm visualizing you tissy rolling because I know how
I don't know. Yeah, so I was very excited to be in a part of his music video. I did, you know, Liggety the Hook Machine's music video, one of his very first music videos, basically his number one song that people love. I was featured in that music video as well. So that's something else I do with music videos.
Oh, with Hookman?
You know? Yes, I did. Yes, that was It's called Where I'd Rather Be. Both of him and I'm in the beginning of it. We're kind of like arguing. That was my first little acting debut, too. Everybody thinks that's a real argument, but that is not a real argument, okay? That was definitely not a real argument. Maybe some real topics, but not a real argument.
So you and Hookman, y'all was arguing at the beginning of the video.
Yeah. Yes, and it's called Where I'd Rather Be, and it's a song about, you know, instead of arguing and fighting or dealing with outside things, I'd just rather be in the studio, and that's what he loves to do, be in the studio. So it was kind of like a real situation because we were arguing like, hey, I want to go to dinner, and he's like, well, I got to go back to the studio, and I'm like, well, what about us? And that is some real stuff that we dealt with in our relationship, but at the time, it was not a real recorded argument.
Hey, I think I saw that video.
I'm going to have to share it so you guys can see it, yes.
I've seen it. Yeah, that's funny. So let's talk about some of the type of guests that you do have on your show as dream chasers, so that anybody that's listening that's a dream chaser, they know that there's no limit to who you interview, or it might be a limit, or what type of interviews you do. But let's talk about that. Like, what is the criteria? What is it? What don't you do, and what will you do?
Okay. Well, as far as the criteria, I'm all about showing love, and, you know, I love everybody is what I say. So there is no kind of, like, cut off. I did a female impressionist, you know, a drag queen. I do that. I've done an actor. I've done an actress. I've done a comedian. I have musicians. So there it's you name it, we promote it. It's for everyone, and it does not matter where you are as far as, like, if you're the beginning of – I want to bake cakes, or I want to start this company. If you're in the beginning, we will interview you and get your promotion started, or even if you're at the end, whereas, you know, you're just wanting to let people know what you have done with your career, what you have accomplished, where you have been, and just to thank people that maybe have followed your career. We do that as well. So there's no limit to who it is. It's for everyone. You name it, we promote it. Actors, actresses, company owners, community activists, motivational speakers. I've done a motivational speaker as well. I have a sister empowerment group that I interviewed her. So it's everyone. It is to promote your craft across several social media sites because it's a social media-based promotional company. That's what I do the interviews for, is our Hooked on Promotions promotion company. So there's the interviews, but there's also a company behind it where we can promote you beyond the interview.
Right.
So that's awesome. Wow. You offer a complete package.
Right, yeah. Yes, there's a complete package. The interviews is something that I do to show love, and that's always free, and that's always something I'm going to be doing for any and everybody that wants to get out there and speak about their passions. But there's a business side to it as well, whereas we have a promotional package which includes daily promotion. You know, we do Facebook fan page boost that we offer, and that's, we promote it to different groups. We have over 100 plus groups that we promote it to. We offer Facebook sponsor posts where we will pay to sponsor a post on Facebook to show everyone across different places, you know, what you have going on. So we do that on top of just the interviews. There's the business part as well.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that because, you know, that especially with someone that's just getting out, you know what I'm saying? It's it's kind of hard, and they need, you know, that help. And another thing, too, you'd be surprised if people, you know, just starting off in a business, they don't know how to actually work it. A lot of them don't even have money to, you know, to get out. I'm talking about a lot of money. You know what
right,
I'm
and to get the word out about it, you know, with the interview, it's free promotion. So to get the word out, you can just do an interview and talk about, if you don't have money to do the package, you do the interview to get the word out. You know, hey, this is what I'm doing. Come see, come look and see what I'm doing.
And like, you know, versus Uplifting Community Talk Show, we just talk to people, you know, that's doing positive things in the communities. You know, but we don't do advertisement for them. Now, we will advertise them coming on a show, you know, but you guys are doing way more than what we're doing in that aspect. In that aspect, y'all will actually promote them, you know, advertise their stuff, in which we
Yeah, it's a promotional company. The Hook Machine, but when he was doing his music, he started, you know, he used to promote for the label he was signed to when he was signed to Rick Ross Music Group. He used to promote for them just and promote himself. Him promoting himself is what got him noticed. Him, you know, pushing his music and doing that on Facebook got him noticed. So he took that and built the company, the Hooked On Promotions company. And later on down the line, when I was kind of like with my modeling kind of stuck, he said, well, why don't we go and do the live interviews like you were talking? Why don't we do that, you know, start get that started up? And I said, okay, let's do it. You know, I kind of fought him a little bit on it because I wanted to stick to my modeling. But we went ahead and did started the live interviews, and it was, you know, accepted. It was received. And like I said, I got the feeling of, okay, this is the path I'm supposed to be on. And that's how we got started with the actual interview part of it.
You know, I know you is involved very heavily with your husband, Hookman, with what he's doing, you know, his music and things of that nature. I would like to, for you to speak a little bit on that. You know, what is he doing right now? There's some people listening in, and I want them to know about Hookman. Talk a little bit about your husband. What is he doing?
Okay, right now, Liggy the Hook Machine, he's working on his project. He's working on the Hooked On Promotions. He does the operations. So he's setting up the website right now, and he's the one that comes up with the ideas of the gift cards and offering the free promotion. So he's really putting his wholehearted 100% into that because we are building it as a family company. So he's working on a family company right now. You know, he still does his hooks. He is offering free hooks for the month of March. So if you are interested in getting a hook from him, he is doing the free hooks for this month. All you have to do is pay the studio time. So hit him up for that. And that's what he's working on is he's getting back out there with the music, doing the free hooks for this month and making sure he gets us up and started with our website and the business cards and the background part of Hooked On Promotions.
Did he do the Hook On Promotion business cards? I see you advertise.
Yes. He, the logo that was created, the Hooked On Promotion, it comes from his name. If you guys kind of see the play on that, he is the Hook Machine. So we're always saying, like, you know, get hooked or get hooked on the Hook Machine. That's what we used to tag and stuff like that, like get hooked. So Hooked On Promotions is get hooked on that. We're going to get you hooked on promotions, too, because you can get hooked with Liggity. He can hook your song up, or you can get hooked up with the promotions. So it's a play on his name. But that's the whole thinking and creativity. That's that man. You know, he's a very dual-minded man. He's very creative. So, yeah, that's him back there in the background working.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow, you know, thank you for explaining that. You know why? Because I wouldn't have, I knew his name, I wouldn't have, maybe my brain can't go that far. No.
Yeah, it was you know, it's like a personal kind of behind the scenes, like, oh, hook. But yeah, that's where the name comes from. It's a play on his name as well.
Wow. But that's very creative. I mean, that's creative. This is what I'm talking about. When you can sit down when y'all see, you and your husband, y'all are young. I'm an old man. You know. Y'all young.
Now you just live.
Y'all got
that's all.
Yeah,
you just live.
Y'all got listen. Y'all got that fresh mind. You understand? That mind, you know, and you know, that y'all can take what y'all doing so far and so, you know, to another level, to a level that nobody never been. Because I wouldn't have thought in a million years Hooked On Promotion was part of your husband's name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it derived from that. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
yeah,
and this is what they call new thinking. Wow. I love it.
Yeah, because he wanted a family, something that we can leave to our kids. You know, we have three kids and counting because, you know, who knows? Who knows? I don't know if another baby might pop out here, but we have three kids and counting. And he wanted something to be left to our family. And, you know, who knows if one of the kids wants to model or get into acting or wants to sing. Maybe that's not what they want to do. But with this, they can definitely grow it. They don't even have to be the ones to run it. They can still run it behind the scenes. They can have somebody else do the interview. They can have somebody else do the promotion, but it can still be their own. And they're also going to be coming along with us and doing Hooked on Promotion Kids. My 8-year-old and my 5-year-old are going to be doing interviews of children that are also dream chasing because they're out there too, and we don't want to leave them out of it.
Absolutely. Right. I wanted to backtrack a little bit on two topics. Number one, even if someone is established, they always need promotion. It is very hard to promote yourself and work your brand.
Right.
So I really think that if you are already established, I don't want you to think that what she's offering is just for new people. She's including new people. But if you're established and you're trying to get your brand out and you cannot work your brand, you know, as efficiently as you would like, then you can work with them as well. So I don't want you to think that it's just new people.
Right. That is definitely something I'm glad you pointed out because, no, it's not just new people. It is everyone. I don't want any – there are no limits to who it is because there are people that have already started and maybe stopped or took a break and want to get back to it. We're for you. You don't have time to promote. We're for you. People don't have time to go on Facebook every day and say, hey, remember I sell cakes or, hey, remember I have these shirts, you know. People have outside 9-to-5s. People have outside lives. So what we're saying is you don't have time to promote your dream and your craft, but we do. Let us take on that burden for you. Let us take that on. Let us do that for you because we love to do it. We want to keep doing it, and you don't have to worry about that part of it. You know it's taken care of, and it's for anyone. It does not matter where you are in your career. It does not matter.
Right.
Yeah,
and I want to get the step in. Yeah,
can I say one more thing, then I'll let you go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I had two things. Okay. And another thing that if you are into indie music and you do need a good hook, Hook Machine is an excellent hook master. And I say that because I've been in indie music game for a very long time, and I've ran across a lot of people say they can do hooks. But if you want a quality hook, he's the person to get one from. And I say that with sincerity.
Right, because to him, it's his passion, it's his dream. This man listens to the music, he takes it with him, okay? When I say he takes it with him, I'm here with him, I'm his wife. He takes it with him, he sings it day and night to get the melody right, to get the wording right, to get the feeling and the vibe right. He takes it with him, he involves himself with it. So it's not going to be a passionless song, he's putting it all out there. That's why you feel his music, because he puts it all out there. He's going to take his time and make sure it's perfect. And it's going to be quality.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And he's not going to knock you over the head with the pricing either. This man's been signed, and he's still not knocking you over the head, you know?
That's right. Yeah. And you know what I like about Hook Man? You know, your husband, Mr. Strickland. Mm-hmm. You know, I was listening at him talk one time on Facebook, and a lot of time when people have a product, well, the first thing they say that my product is the best. This man here gave Nate Dogg his real props. He said Nate, there'll never be another hook man like Nate Dogg.
Right. He never ever. He's very humble.
That's
what we teach our kids.
When I heard that, and he just as good as Nate Dogg to me, but when I, you know, when I heard that, he wasn't that type of person, you understand, to say, well, you know, I'm better than Nate Dogg, or I'm better than this person, or I'm better than that. He doing him.
Right.
That's what he do.
Exactly.
You know? And that's good. I likes that. I really do likes that.
We're all about gratitude and being humble because we know where the blessings come from, And we know not to be arrogant or cocky and trying to stop, you know, say that this is what we're doing. We're doing this. It's all us and all this. We know where we come from and where we're going. So we are humble and grateful. And I'm grateful for you all to even have me on and have him on and let us talk and, you know, talk about what we got going on. We're very grateful for that. And I just want to thank you all for allowing that to happen. So thank you all for allowing us to be on.
Yeah, your husband is my nephew. I love you guys. You guys are great.
And Ms. J always,
thank you. We love you
Ms.
all, too. We love you all, too, definitely.
Yeah, Ms. J always said, oh, that's my people. Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. We have got to set it up and meet one time because that would just be awesome to just meet you guys in person. Because, you know, what you do is big. You having people on and us being able to talk about what we have going on, that's big. That's a part of a person's story, you know, so just don't stop what you're doing. Make sure you keep doing what you're doing because we need that. We definitely need uplifting.
You know,
in the community.
We try to do our best, you know. It's been some times to where, as though, you know, I just wanted to shut it down. You know, we just kept going, you know. We just kept going and we kept going. And it's getting better. But now we learned to where, as though when we get bombarded, we know how to take a risk. We know how to pull back and come on back because, you know, this is life, man. We live in a world right now that's full of stress, like you say, full of con artists, like you say, full of people, you know. We got to deal with all of these things. People is not going to be very friendly. Everybody you meet is not going to be friendly. Everybody that you meet is not going to be legit, you know. But you just have to keep going and keep going and just keep going. Because our goal is to try to, you know, bring the communities back together. That's what our goal is try to do as best as we can to bring the people and the communities together. And let them know that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
We just got to keep holding on to that light, keep pushing it, and we can change the way things are. You can combat negative with positive, and we got to keep pushing the positive. That's all that matters right now. We got to keep pushing the positive.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I was listening at one of your videos. I think you was talking. And you was talking about the monsters or you was talking about
zombies. Zombies. Right.
Yeah.
Yes, there are real life zombies in your life. Yes. Yes.
You
negative
know?
Zombies. They suck the life out of you. They get that stuff on you, and then you turn into a zombie, and you're trying to suck the life out of somebody else.
Wow, but the way you were saying it, it made so much sense. You know, I listened at the whole video, you know, and I say, wow, this young lady here is very, 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 very sharp. She know because then I got to thinking. I said, man, I met a lot of zombies and in my life, you know, maybe that's why, you know, all of a sudden I start going up, and then all of a sudden, bam, back down, and then you go back up, and then back down, go back up, like a yo-yo.
And
you know,
sometimes you encounter one, and you don't even know it. They have rubbed off on you. I was saying they transfer glitter called, you know, zombie glitter, because if you remember some back in the day, they wore glitter, and it easily gets stuck on you. So a zombie is a person covered in that, and you can walk by them, and you might be with them for just a brief second, and you're so drained, and you're feeling down. You're like, what happened? That person has came in. And they have attached to you, and they sucked all your energy out, and they gave you their energy now. So once you recognize that they have transferred that negative energy, you got to find out how to fix it. Once you recognize, and that is how that high and low, where that high and low comes from, is because once you think about your thoughts, what are you thinking? Where are your thoughts coming from? Are they negative? Are you down to yourself? Are you down to other people? Then you need to switch, turn that switch, change it to positive, and let that positive energy come back in your life. Don't let them suck the energy out.
Yeah, I call them energy vampires, but you call them zombies. But they do the same thing.
Yeah, I call them zombies because they walk around in regular clothing, and they look like regular people, but they're dead inside. So they may seem like they're your regular people, but they're dead inside. So
yeah.
they're definitely zombies. They're gone. They're not even here.
That's true.
And they can't
right.
support you. They can't uplift you. They can't give you no positivity. They can't help you because they are gone. All they can do is give you energy that is negative and try to bring you down with them. They try to bring you over. You know how zombies bite you, and then you turn into
right.
a zombie. That's what they do. They try to get you to turn into them.
Right.
They can't see you happy. They don't want you to be happy.
And,
they don't want
you
to be alive. They don't want you to live.
And there's so many of them out here. It's
yeah,
so
you don't
many.
Even know.
Some of them, right, and it's a lot of them, you understand. I know now. I met one.
I told you, you can tell because they just stare at you. You know, you're telling about your dreams and your passion, and you're excited, and they can't even muster up enough energy to clap for you or to say congratulations or to say, like, yay. They can't even give no energy for that, you know. That's how you know.
That's right.
That is so good.
That's right.
They don't even have the energy to support you.
Right.
You got to get them
right.
kind of people out of. Now, you can either try to bring them back to life, you know, by speaking life into them, or you got to cut them out, because there's one or two things. They're going to either come back to life on your side, or they're going to bring you to their side. So you got to decide what you're going to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're 100% right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people out there, you know, mm-hmm. they don't know. They really don't know about this. They feel as though, a lot of people think to her as though, well, you know, one thing, oh, he just talking, or she just talking, or she just need this, or he just need this, you know. But actually, these people deep down inside know exactly what they're doing. They trying to get you on, bring you down.
Right, yeah, because, you know, they say misery loves company. Misery absolutely loves company. The energy attracts energy. If you are happy and you are, you know, feeling your higher up, most highest, and you're around other people that are the same way, you feel good. Go into a room and all them people are crying and down, and you're happy and you go into that room. Do you think you can keep that happy feeling?
No.
No, you are going to turn into what they're in there doing. If they're crying or arguing or whatever, if you are going to do the same thing. So
right.
why would a person that feels down and down and sad want you to be happy? You're giving,
yes.
you're happy. They're looking at you and you're smiling. That's not going to feel good to them. They want you to feel like them, so they're going to bring you down.
Yeah.
Yep. You got to be careful who you let in your space. Everybody's
exactly.
not welcome into your space. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
You got to protect your energy. Protect it. Especially if you are a dream chaser, because that extra energy that you need is to push your dream to the next level. So you can have your 9-to-5, that's fine. But that extra energy that you need cannot be drained by an energy sucker, because you're going to need that after you do your 9-to-5. You're going to need that to do your dream. So you can't let people snatch it, because you need it. In order for you to get to where you're going, you need that extra little boost.
That's
right. Yeah.
Now tell me something. Are you planning on doing any more modeling?
Oh, yes. I love the runway. I can't give it up. I tried to give it up, but I can't give it up. I actually have a hair show that I'm doing where, you know, I grow my hair out and then I shave it all off, or I shave the side off or something crazy like that. So I'm doing another hair show. It's May 20th. It's going to be at the Historical Gym Theater. It's on 18th and Vine. You know where those, they have the Jazz District and the Negro League Museum. I'm doing a hair show in that same area, May 20th. And this is my third year doing it, actually. So I'm going to do something crazy.
Awesome.
So how you do that? You just get other ladies and stuff to do their hair show? I mean, to be in your on your show?
It's a barber here in Kansas City. He hosts the show every year. It's called the Show Up and Show Out Hair Show. They have different themes each year, and he is the Hook Machine's cousin. So one year he was doing the hair show, and I said, you know, hey, let me – I was doing my modeling. I said, hey, what, I want to be a part of it, and he let me be a part of it. And we just, like, together clicked, and now I do the show every year. But he has it every single year. This is actually the sixth one that he's doing, and I just come to be a part of it. So it's his hair show. His name is Alvin Spotwood. It's his hair show that he does that he wanted to put on so that our city could have something outside of, you know, the regular drama and violence and stuff. He wanted to do something for the city. And that's what he does is the hair show. Mm-hmm. And then I'm a part
of
that with him.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's exciting. And he does it at one of the most historical places in our city. So it's uplifting for our people. He has everybody come out. It's a safe environment. And they always have different crazy themes, you know, bread baskets of hair, fish bowls in the hair. It's always some kind of crazy hairstyle coming out.
Mm-hmm. And also you do theater work. You know, what type of theater work you do?
It's mostly just small acting. I have not been in a play or anything like that yet, but that is something I want to do. I did a little small play. It was like a little hair, basically based off of the Disney things, but it was a hair show. And it was Rapunzel, and, you know, Rapunzel comes in and then she gets her hair cut to be super short because they want different looks. So it was just something small like that. But that's something else that I do is acting, modeling, and then the hosting.
Oh, okay. So you did something like a commercial.
It was a little theater play.
Okay.
It was like a hair show.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, we got about 3.5 minutes left on the show. And so I'm going to go ahead on and ask Ms. J to start closing out for us.
Okay.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Christian Gazin. She's one of the authors that are donating books to the literacy program that we have. So I want to take a moment to thank that particular author. And also I'd like to thank Sweet Pea. It was a pleasure talking with you. You and your husband, the Hook Machine, my nephew.
Yes,
yes. Are doing some great things, and I'm very proud of you guys. And, you know, just continue to do that because you're setting a great example for other young people, you know, because you're younger than me, so I can say young people or the younger generation, that you guys matter and what you do counts. And I just really appreciate you guys stepping out and showing the young people that. If you had one positive thing to say to the audience before you go, what would that be, sweetheart?
Wake up with gratitude and be you, do you. Be who you are and do what you were put on this earth to do.
Absolutely. Well, again, thank you. And Mr. John L. Brown?
Yes. First of all, I want to say one thing. Right now, we are live in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And yesterday I went to the Rib Shack. Okay, and I told the people at the Rib Shack I was going to give them a shout-out, and they listening in right now. And so I was going to give them a shout-out on the radio. So shout-out to the Rib Shack on, what is the street is that? Shattuck Street. And they got the best ribs in Lake Charles, Louisiana, just like the Crab Shack. Well, they got a Rib Shack. And to Miss Strickland, Miss Sweet Pea, you and your husband, y'all are the role models for all the young families in the United States. I just love it. I love what you guys are doing. Y'all are family, and y'all is getting it. And so you guys just keep the good work up, and I love y'all for that. Y'all gonna always be my family, okay?
So thank you so much.
With that said, back to you, Ms. J.
First of all, they're already my family, John. Okay. And shout out to the Rib Shack. Send something to Duval, baby. Send something to Duval. And we'd like to thank everybody for joining us this evening. We really appreciate you. And thank you for supporting us for 3 years. We're really doing this for you. And so we thank you for joining us. And until next time, peace and blessings. Together, we're going to make a difference. Have a great evening,
amen,
everybody.
All right. Well, good night, everybody. Good night.